get all that fighting. And up, tail, skin, wave out everywhere. Come to church. Now you got to have, you got to sit back, dignify. Then you got to keep our hands up. Somebody say
Jesus.
Whether you go black, white, green, yellow, purple, you still bleed red. Please, my friend, who's okay? This message will challenge you to think differently about family. Wikipedia would have you to know that family is a group of individuals who are related by the way of birth. Somebody say blood. Either by way of marriage, or if you stay in the same residence or dwelling, or a combination of same. But in today's text, Jesus himself challenges us not to put so much freedom in blood relations, lest it be the blood of Christ. I want to paint you a picture to let you know what's going on. First of all, what you must need to know is that Jesus had four half brothers. Joseph, Simon, Judas, and James was his half brother. They were half brothers because they had the same mom. But it had a different dad. The Bible also says in Mark 6, around verse 3, that he also had some sisters who were not named. What you must need to know is that they were worried about Jesus. Jesus was never home. He was always somewhere teaching or preaching or healing somebody. Yeah. Bible says so much of that. Sometimes he neglected to even eat. Around Mark chapter 3, verse 21 or so, disciples were so concerned about him that they said, you know what, Jesus, he beside himself. In other words, Jesus is a lost his mind. The reason they were saying that is because of his crazy, outlandish claim to be the Son of the living God. You got to imagine the embarrassment. You got to imagine the ridicule that Mary and her family was going through because Jesus was saying, I'm the Son of God. Oh, man, I just talk to somebody. Have you ever embarrassed your family? Oh, you got to say it. Just say it in your heart. Embarrass them so much that they begin to worry about you. They begin to worry. Is that girl going to ever get his wife? Yeah. Is that girl going to ever bring somebody to the ring? I wish I had the ring. So she got her son and his brother to say, come on, we got to go get Jesus, Jesus, and reel him in before something happens to him. Oh, the rumor mill was hot. And they were, Bible says, insinuates that they were even in battles. How do I know? Look at that verse, that number 46. While he was talking, while he was preaching, who knows, while he was praying, his mom, somebody said mom. His mom came on the outside of the church. Yeah, it's not your outside of the church. Came on the outside of the church with the brothers. And the Bible said they stood without. My first point is this. How do you know that you are not in the family of God if you are standing without? Let's not say you're standing without. What we're really asking you, are you embarrassed? I don't know about anybody else, but I It's stupid that we're going to embarrass the scene. That's why they're on the outside. Instead of being on the outside, look at him, it should have been on the inside, listening on every word. Look at my favorite today. It's evident that somebody sent word, go tell Jesus' mom about it. You want to see it. Aren't you glad that Jesus was mama's boy? I got to preach like Jesus was mama's boy. I was a mama's boy. But if you marry, you got a wife, man. The wife ought to say amen anyway.
Yeah.
of us sinners. Because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. A lot of us believe that we sin, you know, is a result. As a result of what we do, we are who we are. Not according to the Bible. We do not sin because we are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. It's in our very nature to do the wrong thing. Psalmist says like this, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Lord, have mercy. In other words, we were born into a fallen nature. And on our own, we cannot live right, we cannot do right, we cannot talk right. My last point is found in verse 49. Not only to be in the family of God, must we be in close proximity. Not only we must not be ashamed of him, but lastly, he says that there is a nearness and distance on reach. Look at verse 50. He says, who is my mother? Who is my mother? Those who do read, not talk about the
all right.
Church folk got a good game. They talk a very good game. Church folk know how to dress. Church folk know where to be on Sunday morning. But how do you act about this? Jesus was the only begotten Son.
Yeah.
And he was nailed to a wrecked cross.
Right.
And he died. You can think he died.
Yeah.
I don't know he died.
Yeah.
I don't care, but I know he died.
Yeah.
I don't care, but I can still see him nailed in his feet.
Yeah.
I can still see him nailed in his feet.
Yeah.
He's still wearing the scar of the
Repentance
got to go on.
That's right.
You can't go straight